Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Jim Garrison for the Humboldt County Historical Society. Since 1947, the Historical Society has been collecting, preserving, interpreting, and promoting the rich and diverse history of Humboldt County. And over the course of those years, we couldn't help but notice that difficulties with transportation into and out of the county have been a constant theme. In the early decades of Humboldt's history, from the 1850s until 1914, our county did not have a railroad connection to the rest of the state or country. Humboldt was essentially landlocked behind the Redwood Curtain, with freight and passengers entering or leaving the county being forced to go primarily by sea. With much of our county's exports being made up of heavy shipments of lumber, this lack of options compelled many local timber companies to buy or build their own fleets of ships to transport their products out of the area. Things changed in October of 1914 with the completion of the Northwestern Pacific Railroad. The NWP was the long-awaited rail connection with the outside world that folks in Humboldt had so desperately needed. Opened with a great deal of fanfare, including a parade in Eureka and a ceremony at Cane Rock where the final golden spike was driven to signify the completion of the line, the NWP went on to be the primary mode of transport for the many billions of board feet of timber that were milled and shipped out of the county. The NWP was plagued from its very beginning with floods and washouts, which led to the devastating erosion of the railroad grade it was built on. The Eel River Canyon, known for its rapidly eroding bluffs, was never a perfect spot for the railroad, compelling the NWP to spend a veritable fortune on the line's upkeep over the years. While the upkeep was expensive, the NWP was still able to function as long as the timber products continued to be shipped out. The beginning of the end for the NWP was in 1978, when a fire destroyed the Island Mountain Tunnel, some 30 miles east of Garberville. Although the tunnel was repaired, the damage had been done. The shutdown of the railroad for repairs had forced shippers to look for other means to get Humboldt County's timber products out of the county and off to market. And by the 1980s, 18-wheelers had all but replaced the NWP. Attempts were made to rescue the failing railroad. However, the massive expense of maintaining the line eventually resulted in its abandonment. While the NWP is likely gone from Humboldt forever, efforts to preserve this history are ongoing, thanks to the hardworking volunteers at the Timber Heritage Association in Samoa. Like the THA and other local nonprofit organizations, the Humboldt County Historical Society continues to preserve and promote our history, and we need your help to continue. You can help your Humboldt County Historical Society by becoming a member. Check out our website and become a member today at humboldthistory.org. For the Humboldt County Historical Society, this is Jim Garrison with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.